thought it would be appropriate to begin some discussions related to upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. Start first today with a brief overview of halachos of Tainis Bechoros on Erev Pesach. The Tainis of the firstborns on Erev Pesach is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. In that sense, it is perhaps similar to Tainis Esther, which also is not found anywhere in the Gemara. Tosos in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Ches makes reference to the minog of firstborns to fast on Erev Pesach, and the source for it, Tosos tells us, is in Maseches Sofrim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Gimel, where the Maseches Sofrim tells us that we don't say Tachanun Kol Yemei Nisan, and we don't fast throughout Nisan. Ela haBechoros sheMisanin beErev haPesach. Only ones who fast are Bechoros who fast Erev Pesach. VeHatznuin, and those who are meticulous about mitzvos. The Gemara Daf Kuf Ches quotes Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes would fast on Erev Pesach. And the Gemara explains it was because he was an istinus, he was overly sensitive, and he feared that if he were to eat an Erev Pesach altogether, he wouldn't be able to enjoy his matzah that night at the Seder. So the Maseches Sofrim as well speaks of the tznuin, those who are medaktik for mitzvos, will fast an Erev Pesach, bishvil ha-matzah, kidei sheyichnesu ba b'taiva. They should have an appetite when they are ready to eat matzah Seder night. So this Maseches Sofrim already tells us here, this minog, that the Bechoros are the only ones who fast on Erev Pesach. Now, what is the basis for this fast? Very fascinating discussion Rav Pesach Frank has in his Mekroi Kodesh, Pesach Chelek Beis, Simin Chaf Beis. He cites two possible conceptual understandings as to why the firstborns fast on Erev Pesach. Either, he says, the pshat is, it is Zecher L'Neis, Pesum Menisa. The firstborns were spared the death that befell the firstborns of Mitzrayim, Leil Tesvav, that night in Mitzrayim. So Zecher L'Neis, Pesum Enisa, since the firstborns were the ones who were spared the death that befell the other firstborns in Mitzrayim, so they fast on Erev Pesach as a form of Zecher L'Neis. That's one possibility, says Mikroi Kodesh. He cites that's the simple understanding of the Torah. The Torah writes, Bechoros mis'anim be'erev pesach, v'atamhu zecher l'neis shenitzolo mimakas bechoros. The question on that is that, where do you find a tainus as a zecher l'neis? A tainus as a pesum enisa. We find drinking dal kosos, reading Megillah, that's a zecher l'neis. That's a pesum enisa. Lighting near Hanukkah, that's a pesum enisa. That's a zecher l'neis. To fast as a zecher l'neis, as a pesum enisa, somewhat of an unusual reason to fast. So that's the question he quotes that some pose on that simple understanding of the Torah's explanation for Tainis Bechoros. The other possibility he suggests, again quoting earlier Achronim, is that perhaps Tainis Bechoros is very much like Tainis Esther. What's the basis for Tainis Esther? So the Rush in Maseches Megillah quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says that although there is no indication in the Gemara that one has to fast on Tainis Esther, yet we all do. Why? Because since we are remembering what the Jews did in preparation for their battle against Amalek and against their enemies at that time, so presumably they fasted as they prepared to go into battle, much as we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he, as described in Parashas Beshalach, encouraged Klal Yisrael to do battle with Amalek, so Moshe Aaron Vachur, Alu Rosh HaGiva, and the Gemara Maseches Tainis tells us, Moshe Aaron Vachur, that they engaged in Tainis Tzibur when they were battling Amalek. So the Rush in Maseches Megillah, quoting Ben Hatam, says that when you battle Amalek, they engaged in Tainis Tzibur. That's the basis he suggests for Tainis Esther. So too, along those lines, perhaps suggests Tzvi Pesach Frank, the basis for Tainis Bechoros is the following. The firstborns knew that tonight, Leil Tesvav, it was going to be a Maseches Bechoros. They knew that they were ordered to stay indoors. If they knew that this was a very serious moment, put the Dama Pesach on the doorposts so the Mashkes shouldn't attack your homes. So perhaps, Shri Pesach Frank says, the Bechorei Yisrael, who knew that there was a Gzar Din passed against the firstborns that evening, were also fasting at that point in time. Maybe that's why we as well fast Tanis Bechorus every year, this time of year. So, two, again, explanations for the basis for Tanis Bechorus. Either it's a Zecher L'Neis, B'Shem Anisa, we were saved, they were saved, or it is because, most likely, the Bechorei Yisrael fasted then on Yudal of Nisan, because they knew that a Makas Bechorus was coming that night. So we too fast in memory of what they did, much like Tanis Esther is in memory of the Jews fasting when they did battle with Amalek. The two explanations for why we have Tanis Bechorus. Frank then cites a fascinating Ha'ara from Tzvi Hirsch Fromer in his Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Simin Ayin Tes. The Eretz Tzvi, Kosher Glover, asks, the din in general by a tainus is that if somebody forgets it's a tainus, and he mistakenly takes something to eat in the morning. So the halacha is, just because you forgot that it's a tainus tzibur today, that doesn't mean you can now eat the rest of the day. Okay, you made a mistake, and you therefore are unfortunately no longer being mekayim the mitzvah's tainus, but there still is an isra achila. You can't just then party the rest of the day. Okay, you made a mistake, you forgot, you ate. Doesn't give you a hetzer to eat the rest of the day. So why, he asks, by Tanis Bechorus, do we have somewhat of an anomaly? I have a hetzer to go to a siyum, or at least the minig is such. I can go to a siyum, a Tanis Bechorus, break my fast, and then I can eat the rest of the day. Mehechetesi, why is that? Why are you allowed to now eat the rest of the day? And so he explains as follows. He says, every other tainus, there is both a mitzvah to fast and there is an isser achila. And therefore, if you mistakenly forgot it was a fast and you ate, you lost your mitzvah's tainus. You're not fasting anymore. But the isser achila still remains in place. You can't eat for the rest of the day. That's every other fast. Mitzvah's tainus, isser achila. However, by tainus Bechorus, he says, there's no isser achila. It's only a mitzvah's tainus. Once, therefore, you have a heter to eat because you're at a siyum and a suras mitzvah gives you the right to eat. So at that point in time already, you're no longer being mekayim mitzvah's tainus, and for good reason, because you had a heter to eat at a suras mitzvah. And there isn't an isra achil altogether, so you can eat the rest of the day. That's his chiddush, his hesber, for the unusual minhag of eating at a siyum and then being able to eat the rest of the fast. Because unlike every other tainus, where there's both a mitzvah's tainus and an isra achila, and therefore even if you forget and you eat, the isra achila remains in place for the rest of the day. But Erev Pesach, he writes there at Tzvi, that there's no isra achila altogether. There's only a mitzvah's tainus. And once you have a heter to eat at a su'das mitzvah, at a siyum, memela, there's no longer mitzvah's tainus, justifiably so, and there never was an isra achila, so you can eat the rest of the day. So writes the Eretz Tzvi. And so, Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests that this is true if you do not compare Tainus Bechorus to Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, if you forget and you eat, there's no hetzer to eat the rest of the day. There's an Isra Achila and a Mitzvah Tainus. The Eretz Tzvi, who's saying that Tainus Bechorus, there's no Isra Achila, only a Mitzvah Tainus. And if you have a siyum, you keep the rest of the day, he is clearly distinguishing between Tanis Esther and Tanis Bechorus. He's assuming Tanis Bechorus is only a mitzvah's tainus, not an isra achila, perhaps because he's assuming, like that pshat, that we fast as a zeichel l'neis, as a form of persume nisa. That's just a fascinating conceptual underpinning understanding of what Tanis Bechorus is all about. With regard to the heter to eat at a suras mitzvah, so clearly this unusual heter, it's due to the fact that Tanis Bechorus is unique. It's not found in the Gemara. It's only a minhag from Maseches Sofrim. It's only a mitzvah's tainus, zeichel l'neis, persume nisa. And therefore, once you have a heter to eat at a suras mitzvah, you can then eat the rest of the day. Now, the truth is that this heter of suras mitzvah that we today take for granted was not so pashut. Look at an earlier poskim, early achronim, and not everyone was so excited about this heter of eating at a suras mitzvah, at Tanis Bechorus, and there goes the fast. The Tshuva Me'ava, side in Sefer Kobos Halachos, says that his Rebbe, the Navi Yehuda, was very opposed to this practice of eating at a Sudas mitzvah. He writes that the Nebi Yehuda announced that the siyum that the firstborns make is a michshol l'rabim. Very opposed to that minhag of eating at a Sudas mitzvah. Nonetheless, and the truth is, even the Aruch HaShulchan living much later, relatively speaking, than the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda was in the 1700s, Aruch HaShulchan, 1800s, early 1900s. Aruch HaShulchan also writes that, the minhag he says is that people break their fast at a Sudas mitzvah. He writes, Zekamadoros Shemekilin Legamre, B'tanis Bechorim. For many generations already, people are completely lenient, B'tanis Bechorim, by Siyam Masechta. Not just the guy who makes the Siyam, but even those who come to attend the Siyam. And this has become widespread, says Aruch HaShulchan, B'chol Amadinos. The aim of Yadua me'ayim lahem lahakel kolkach, and I'm not really quite sure where this came from to be so makel. So even though Chashochan questions the background for that minug, but of course the ma'isa the minug is today, as far as I'm aware, widespread and mekubal, accepted, presumably universally, and those b'choros who are fasting but are able to attend a sudas mitzvah do have a pi the minug, the right to break their fast, provided Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskin that they participate at the Sudas Mitzvah itself. They have to hear the Siyam, number one, and take a bite to eat at the Siyam. They can't just come in after the Siyam is over and say, I'm just in time for the food. It doesn't work that way. You got to come and hear the Siyam, the Mishtatef by hearing the Siyam, and then you can't just leave and eat at home. You have to take a bite of something at the Siyam. You got to hear the Siyam and be Mishtatef in the Sudas Mitzvah at the Siyam, and then you have the right to continue eating later on in the day as well.